Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold on, I'll start the same way I did yesterday. Will Kyle and some guests play?
They're both in. They're both in. We're going to hold as we have the time of year. Eric out right now, and but they're both expected in.
Is Bo going to play?
He will. He will. Well, as I mentioned last night, put him with Darlene. We'll give him some power play time and really just throw him in. The more, you know, even film and communication we can get going and get the process going, the better, I think, for him and for us and for everybody. So that is the intent. He's feeling better. Obviously, he battled some illness, but I think you guys spoke with him today and probably saw the excitement I saw or heard on the phone yesterday, and it's nice to have him in here.
You talked about that excitement and that energy. How can that help going into with the second game of a back-to-back?
Yeah, it's you know, that's the one thing you worry about is energy. And you know, where we've been challenged most is finding a B game, finding a way to play when you might not have your A game, meaning your energy and being more conservative. This is a challenge today, obviously, with the travel and the way it was last night. But it's something where we need to improve on. We need, as a group, have targeted the how do we play more efficiently in these situations to get the result we want. Obviously, a win. This team skates well. They play hard. So I think having a new guy in the lineup and excitement is energizing, and we hope that will be a bonus.
You feel a little bit like a baseball team showing up at 3-4 in the morning?
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm glad I don't live in Toronto. No offense to Torontonians, but it made me appreciate Buffalo much more when it took an hour and 50 minutes to get to the airport last night. And then customs, just a crazy night after the game.
How about goaltender night?
Comrie, as mentioned, we hinted toward, it's just too much, especially, I don't think we got to the room till past 2 a.m. last night, 3 a.m. Eastern time, so just too much.
It's been 10 games for Eric, but we've discussed it before. You know he's done that before, knows how to do it. His last game against Florida, as I recall, he let in 2 goals. I think the last one was maybe 10 seconds left on a power play, so it basically was a 2-0 game for him. How did you feel like he played in that game?
Yeah, well, he didn't let in any goals, Paul. I'll call you out on that one.
Two went past him. Is that better?
Yeah. he played well, and so again, as you mentioned, I've said it plenty of times, he's a pro. He's been in this situation. Most of his NHL career has been this way, as a guy that's had to be ready with long intervals in between, and he is the right personality. He has the love of the game to work hard in between games, which is long stretches, commit to what needs, you know, what he needs to. He's very dialed in, focused, and works every day to keep getting better. Other guys would wear out if they didn't play for 2 weeks. He plows through it again. It's his love of the game, his personality trait. So, I very comfortable with him in this situation.
Who's Bo going in for?
Ryan.
With Casey gone, is that going to put more on Peyton Krebs' plate?
It will, no question. And we're battling. You know, we shifted some things around, but eventually that Peyton will assume more time in probably different situations in the absence of now Casey. And I think he's done a tremendous job, Peyton, over the last year to add to his game a foundation that, you know, players don't have. It's impossible for a skilled player to build a foundation when they dominate a junior league. It's so he's had to build it here in the NHL, not in the AHL. not an easy task, and I think he's done a tremendous job, and I'm excited for him with you know, the fact that he's worked to, for more opportunity.
Nashville's been on a pretty good run here. What stands out to you about that group tonight?
Yeah, I would say pretty good run is a conservative assessment at 8-0-1 coming in here. You know, they are a team that is constantly in motion, constant puck pressure, forcing the hand, forcing the other team to play as a group of five to support well. And their confidence has grown as a result. So I think a very well-coached team and a very challenging team to play against. They play, you know, they have an identity and they play to it every night.
Especially the first 40 minutes, you played a pretty low-chance game against Toronto last night. Was that the basic plan that you wanted to go against them with?
You know, I think it's that game last night was interesting. It was reminiscent of what you see in a playoff game where the players literally do not want to be the guy to cause a goal against. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a conservative approach to it. But I would say, you know, we did a nice job limiting some really star hockey players there. I think that's just a sign of maturing defensively. So it wasn't something strategically that we said you absolutely have to just defend. I think our guys did that very naturally. We're well aware, obviously, you know, we've played that team and that personnel multiple times now. I just think our players are identifying with how to be stingier against them as they are with other teams, and that's really what you saw last night, and they in turn were pretty stingy as well. That's their style, and I'm not surprised how that game went. I don't think anybody wanted a 12 or 13 goal game like the last time we played them. I guess we would have liked that, but you knew that wasn't going to be the case. Both teams were going to be ready for each other, and they were.
In overtime, you had some great opportunities, and you had some puck possession in overtime, too. With the last shift, was there just a lot of confusion in that last shift?
I thought there was just a couple mistakes in that last shift. I don't think it was confusion. I think there were some errors made by personnel, and when you make the errors, you're going to give up, Marner on the ice, Matthews on the ice. You make an error, they're going to take advantage of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.